My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Donna Rice, D-O-N-A-R-E-I-S. number one, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 151 over 88. The patient states her blood pressure readings at home ranges from 150s to 160s over 70s to 80s period. Her aldosterone to renin ratio from the most recent lab is 24.1. However, her serum aldosterone level is 7. This lab result is in the gray zone because the ratio is elevated. However, the serum aldosterone is within normal limits. For further evaluation of the adrenal glands to rule out hypertrophy or lesions, we will order a CT of the adrenal glands with contrast for further workup. if there is any abnormalities, we will refer to an endocrinologist for further assessment, period. We suspect this could be one of the results, one of the reasons for her hypertension, period. Another possible reason could be obstructive sleep apnea. However, the patient states she does not have sleep apnea and she does not use a CPAP at home, period. It would benefit her to get a sleep study done just to rule it out, especially when considering her her obesity, period. Next line, CKD2, or chronic kidney disease stage 2. This CKD has remained pretty stable and is not active, as evidenced by no selective or non-selective proteinuria and no activity in the urinary sediments, period. Her recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 16, creatinine of 0.82, and a GFR of 72, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel, period. Continue with current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Well controlled with A1C of 5.9%. Continue with current regimen. Next line, obesity with BMI of 37.4, period. She weighs 201 pounds a day, period. We recommend weight loss via plant-based diet and increased activity. Patient states she plays golf 2 to 3 times a week, period. Next line, she follows up with Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-A-R, cardiologist, every 6 months and has an upcoming appointment in October. Her arrhythmias. Period. She states she has a loop recorder, which is not active at the moment. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 weeks to review the CT scan and repeat aldosterone to renin ratio. For further evaluation. end.